Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
You want to exercise your freedom on the world, but you don't want to exercise it on yourself. Oh, you shut the world down for telling you what you can't do, but you won't say nothing to you when you don't do what you're supposed to do. You're not getting up when you're supposed to get up. You procrastinate, but you let you slide. You want to hold them accountable? Hold yourself accountable too. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. There are things you like, you have absolutely no control. You are like a slave to you. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? And you need to get rid of them excuses, and you need to stop pointing fingers at people. And you need to start pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do? And the reason why we fast from time to time is not that we have to fast, but at some point, you gotta fast because you gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control. I know you don't want to wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We're trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me. You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. Tell you stop. Tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else. I have to take complete ownership. I had to look at all the things that I didn't have control over and say, I got to take control. Why? When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare. And diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much.
You have to be willing to grit it out. You have to be willing to push through discomfort. Nothing that you're about to try or do that is worthwhile is going to be comfortable for you during the process of creating it. Stop with this hope. Stop with this I wish, and start replacing those terms with I will fucking do no matter what.
Make every day your masterpiece. The secret of your success is determined by what we do daily.
If you don't control your mind and your mind controls you, you're fucked. You gotta take control and tell your brain where you wanna go and what you wanna do. Because if you don't, you will always be a loser. The problem with some of you, you just hope that good stuff is gonna happen to you. You gotta get up and make shit happen.
You guys don't have unlimited time here. The world isn't gonna stop and time isn't gonna stop.
And here's the crazy part. All you got to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is deal with yourself, and then we're going to get to a whole other level.
Embrace the pressure. Pressure creates diamonds. Start to take the pressure that you feel from what it is you want to do and turn that into productive action. Let it be the thing that makes you get where you want to go when everybody else is just taking it easy.
No more playing after today. I need you to take control over every single area, and we're going to do it one day at a time, and you're going to get control, and it's someday gonna be your day.
Guess what? That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You gotta make time.
Those at the top who become the best, they don't let too many terrible days create negative momentum for themselves. They're obsessed about stacking great, productive days back to back to back to back, because they know if you do that, the level of momentum created after a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years of doing this becomes so massive that you start creating automatic wins based on your daily routines.
Because it's not easy for you to continuously have a packed schedule day after day after day after day after day without you winning.
All in is not 50%. All in is not 60 hours a week. All in is not I work Saturday twice a month. All in is not I miss one birthday party. All in is all fucking in. you better learn to get really, really used to being uncomfortable. Because nothing great comes from a position of comfort. Everything worthwhile, everything that matters, everything that is great comes from being in a position of uncomfortable. Nothing worthwhile is easy to get. Nothing worthwhile can you get by not being uncomfortable. Everything's gonna make you uncomfortable. Get used to it. And if you can get used to being uncomfortable, your fucking limits are non-existent.
Far too many of you worry way too much about other people and not enough about your fucking selves. You know how you get good at business? You worry about your own fucking shit. You know how you get good at your job? You worry about your own fucking shit. You know how you get in good shape? You don't worry about how many reps the other motherfucker in the gym is doing. You worry about how many reps you're fucking doing. If you're going to run a business, do you think I sit in the fucking back room and talk to my key guys about what everybody else is doing? No, I don't fucking care. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I care what we're doing. I care if we're making the calls. I care if we're providing value. I care if we're making the best products. I don't give a fuck if anybody else is doing that. I care if we're doing that. And you know what? That's how you become a leader. That's how you become the industry leader. Because you're not following anybody else's lead. You're innovating a unique path of your own. When you spend your energy focusing on what other people are doing instead of executing on your own opportunities, you are setting yourself up to fail time and time again. And this goes against what society is, right? Society is all about gossip. It's all about talk. It's all about who's doing what. And it's never about worrying about what you're doing. Go to a fucking bar. What's everybody talk about? What their company's doing, what their boss is doing, what their coworkers are doing, what their aunt's doing, what their mom's doing, what their dad's doing. Nobody fucking cares, and it doesn't fucking matter. That's why you don't see successful people hanging out with people like that. Because they worry about their own shit, they worry about their own actions, they worry about what they execute on, and they worry about how they can get better at it.
You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working.
When you spend your energy focusing on what other people are doing instead of executing on your own opportunities, you are setting yourself up to fucking fail time and time again. And this goes against what society is, right? Society is all about gossip. It's all about talk. It's all about who's doing what. And it's never about worrying about what you're doing. That's why you don't see successful people hanging out with people like that. Because they worry about their own shit, they worry about their own actions, and they worry about how they can get better at it.
And let me tell you something. I don't know if I'm number one or not, and I won't know. I won't go look at that list. Why? Because I'm too busy grinding. And some of you should be busy practicing, and you staring at yourself in the mirror. And many of you cannot get to your level of success. You cannot get to dominance because you are worried about everything that's coming in your ear, guys. You gotta learn to kill the noise. Who cares what they say? Dominance. Who cares what they think? Dominance. Listen to me. Nothing succeeds like success. You want to kill your haters? You want to shut them down? You want to kill the noise? Nothing succeeds like success. And I'm telling you, if you can learn to kill the noise and dominate your space, your lane, stay in your lane and dominate your lane, I'm telling you, not only will you compete, not only will you dominate, but you, my friend, will lead a dynasty. I dare you to dominate. I challenge you to find your space, stay in your space, and create something in your space that has never been created before. Control your lane. I dare you to believe in your uniqueness. I dare you to believe in you. I dare you to stand up for yourself. I dare you to dominate your space, your world, and to leave a legacy.
Stop building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I start trying to convince myself I can be a businessman after flopping and failing and losing thousands of dollars and feeling stupid and dumb and having people take advantage of me because of what I didn't know. I had to talk to myself because people were saying to me that I was dumb. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I was saying, you're right. Look at what I've done.
You've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
You're going to hit a wall. There's a period. Let me tell you how it goes. when things are going real good, when you first start off, life is playing with you.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
You're going to hit a wall. You're going to be going and things are looking great. You're excited. You're going to tell everybody about it. And then all of a sudden you hit a wall. Wham! And that wall shocked some people. That wall stunned some people. That wall knocked the life out of some people. That wall discouraged some people. It's painful hitting that wall. In time of adversity, you don't have an obstacle to deal with. You have a choice to make. Some will choose to go back. They turn their power down. And they have defeated themselves in their minds and say, I can't do it. And there's some small number who, when they hit that wall, they decide, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be over there. This kind of person refuses to be denied. This person doesn't care about the pain. This person comes back again and again and again. And if you keep on hitting that wall, here's what happens to you, that you will have an incredible breakthrough. And it's as if the universe says, let's help him out. I admire that kind of tenacity. As you're working times with tears falling down your face, and you look back on the times and you will cherish those times. As you do that, as you go through that, when you come through, ladies and gentlemen, when you come through that valley, when you come through that fight, there'll be a look in your eyes that everybody will know this is a different person here. The harder the challenge, the greater the growth.
Your problem, it might not make any sense. And your pain might not make any sense. And your circumstance might be illogical. But listen to me.
If your life at times feels like, looks like labor, you are doing it right.
Keep on pushing. There is breakthrough coming. And when you're holding your prize, the pain and the suffering will pale in comparison. Don't give up. It will be worth it. Life is 10% what happens to you, 90% how you react.
And I'm telling you, the way to ignite the dream is you got to shut out every single thing and you got to believe I am the greatest.
And so life normally breaks you because when it hits you, you weren't ready. But if you stay ready and you stay plugged up, when you hear bad news, it don't break you because you already energized. Today might not be the day, but soon it will be my day and I will recycle my pain.
If you're going to be successful in this game, you got to have a dog within you. You got to know it's a dog fight, and you got to go get that fight. Life ain't going to be easy. Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing.
Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. When they don't have no more. When it's over. When they're tired. When they're frustrated. When they're ready to give up. When they spent their last dime. That's when they get started. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money. When all your energy gone. When you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find the way out of no way. When you find breath that you don't have. When you find energy that did not exist. When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what race you are, what gender you are. It doesn't matter who your fucking parents are. Dude, we can make every excuse in the book. But I promise you, for every excuse you can make, there are literally thousands of people who had it harder than you that have done what the fuck you want to do. There is nothing that can fucking stop you when you become so skilled that every single person around you sees that and it recognizes that. And that is a habit. That is not a gift. That is something that you can create. It's a skill you can learn. So develop the skill of becoming undeniable if you really want to guarantee your success.
You think you become a champion on the field? You don't. You become a champion when ain't nobody watching you. When you're not doing what coach telling you to do. You're doing your own drills and your own way. You're doing what coach tell you to do and you're doing your own stuff. You become a champion in the dark when ain't nobody looking. You don't become no champion when you put no doggone helmet on. You become a champion the way you eat. You become a champion the way you think. You become a champion in your grind. It's about a commitment to you. That's what's wrong with a lot of you. Because you want somebody else to be more committed to you than you want to be to yourself. And you got to get to the point where no other human wants it for you more than you want it for you.
I'm shocked more people are on obese mode. There are people who live from check to check and they comfortable. Listen to me. Unless you number one in your industry, you shouldn't be chilling. And if you number one in your industry, you got enough common sense to know you better not be chilling. So I need that dog.
Execute, execute, execute. Why? Because when you get results, you get rewards. If you really want this, you gotta learn to sacrifice. You gotta learn to give up to go up. You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.
I wake up every single day and I get what I get because I live in beast mode. Y'all gotta do me a favor. Stop being gazelles. You're not average. You're not even good. You were born to be great. So be phenomenal or you will be forgotten.
Life happens. Things happen out of your control. Now you can either respond to that in the way you should or you can let that mess you up. It's not what happens to you in life that determines your future. It's how you respond to what happens to you that determines your future.
I fail over and over and over again in my life. And that's why I succeed. You get to make a choice. Is failure going to break you or is failure going to make you?
You get to decide. Failure doesn't.
You're not finished. If you're alive, you're not finished. No, no, you got another gear in you. So everybody, I can because I'm capable. I will because I'm strong. I must because they counting on me.
It's going to take everything in you that your life deserves the concentrated effort to begin to look at how is it.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
That I can express more of me. How is it that I can bring my ideas out here now? Don't allow that inner doubt in you to talk you out of it. To build a case on why you can't have it. To tell you why you're not good enough. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances. Because the circumstances won't determine who you are. Don't determine what you're able to do based upon your resources. Don't determine what's possible for you based upon where your life is right now. Where your life is right now is not you. That's just what it is right now. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do.
You got to focus on you. You got to convince yourself every day, selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective, telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me because I've made a different kind of commitment with my life. This is something I have got to do. You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power. And you've got the power to change that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. The only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? I can become upset, nervous, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay. Make it okay. If it becomes hard, then do it hard. But many of us just stop dead in our tracks. I don't know what to do. You do know what to do. You've got genius in you. Challenge yourself. Push yourself. Make yourself come up with something. Use your imagination. See, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That business that you want. That book you want to write. That dream that you have of controlling your destiny. That is yours. That's available to you. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, be lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up.
Your job right now and how you execute that job is going to create the success habits that you're going to need down the road. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If it's making fries, if you ain't making the best motherfucking fries every fucking time, guess what? You ain't gonna fucking make it. If you can't sweep the warehouse floor better than the next guy, you ain't gonna fucking make it. Because here's the truth. Losers always talk about how they hate to lose, but they don't do anything about it. But you know what winners do? Winners will do whatever the fuck it takes. Winners will show up and stay late every fucking day until they're winning. Winners will talk to anybody they can that can help them and take the lessons to heart and put them in play. That's what winners do. Winners want to be the best. Winners have pride in being the best. Winners have pride in being dominant amongst their teammates.
It has everything to do with what time you wake up. It has everything to do with how you eat. It has everything to do with how you work out, how you prepare. It has every single thing to do with how you think. And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe, says, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there and it's me and him one-on-one, that I guarantee you at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrenders. And if you're going to be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're going to be Apex, you gotta be it. It has to consume you. All men are created equal. Some just work harder. You want to know what it takes to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. It's what goes on when the cameras go off. Hard work, determination, and grit. You will not outwork me. I will get up earlier than you. I will go to sleep later than you. I will put in more hours than you. I will read more than you. I will grow. I will do whatever it takes. I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have when I speak, the grind that I have when I do what I do. What are you going to do to separate yourself?
If you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm going to destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care how many games you won. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat.
You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who's given blood, who's given tears, you want what they paid for and it ain't free. You gotta learn how not to give up or how not to give in. You gotta understand that greatness is within you. And you gotta pull it out. You gotta climb every mountain. You gotta cry if you got to. But whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in. Nobody ever said it would be easy. But I know greatness is within you and you got what it takes.
Everything that you do is habit forming. And that includes hitting the snooze button. That includes sitting on the couch. That includes eating donuts. It's all habit forming. You know what else is habit forming? Discipline. Setting the alarm and getting up. Going and working out. Eating steak. That stuff is all habit forming too. I recommend you form some discipline habits.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined.
And you need to learn to check yourself. And I want you to say, the reason I'm not amazing yet, because I hit the snooze button. That's why I'm not amazing right now. The reason why I'm not amazing right now is because I couldn't get up early enough because I told myself I'm not an early person. I'm not amazing because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing to be amazing.
Your mind is a weapon, and you got to begin to use it and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it. And they misfire all the time.
You have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. You have to decide that you are going to be in control, that you are going to do what you want to do. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. No, you have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. And then go get some.
That will ultimately bring us freedom.
You have to master the monotonous. It's the boring sh. It's the everyday sh. It's the regular shit. It's the shit that you do every day that 99% of you motherfuckers think doesn't matter. They look at it like you do a few things. I fucking ate right for 3 days. Why am I not a fucking fitness model? I did my tasks that I needed to do. I sent 5 emails. I called 10 people. Why am I not running a $10 million company? Because they don't understand what mastering the monotonous means. It means doing the shit that most people are too fucking undisciplined to do day in and day out with perfection. Doing it better than everybody else. Doing it to the best of your ability. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things. Are you going to do your workout or are you not? Are you going to do your cardio or are you not?
I hate it when I see young people wasting their time, wasting all this technology got, just sitting around in this world that's been created for you that everything is instant. You all have stuff at your fingertips that can make you great. But if you can combine your technology with your parents and your grandparents' work ethic, you could be rich, man. But you cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around.
You got to be very intentional and deliberate. The stuff that you're dreaming about, the stuff that you want to happen, is not going to happen by osmosis. Like, you got to get up and you got to go after it.
And what the devil wants you to do, what the enemy wants you to do, is get distracted and focus on stuff you shouldn't be just focusing on. He wants you to stay in bed. What he would love to do is for you to waste these next 2 or 3 weeks.
People spend time waiting for when the time is going to be right. They're waiting for the pieces to fall into place. They're waiting for the planets to align. They're waiting for everything to be all set. It's not to happen. You want to know when the time is right? The time is right now. All you have to do to kill procrastination is just start. You just go, and procrastination dies. Just don't allow it. Stop it and do what you need to do. So don't wonder how you overcome procrastination. It's easy. All you do to overcome procrastination is go.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
You gotta take that thing out, like you. You gotta take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You gotta go get it.
You ain't gonna be here forever. And if you ain't careful, you're gonna get to the end of your life and still be saying that you're gonna do it tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. From this day forward, I want you to start living your life as tomorrow wasn't gonna come. And that right here, right now, is the only time you can act. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right here, right now. Action is the only cure for procrastination. You need to do it now. Don't wait. Don't make excuses. Don't come up with reasons why you can't and focus on all the shit that might happen if things go wrong. Just get up, get out, and get shit done. You get one shot. One. Every time you find yourself putting things off, remind yourself that there is no tomorrow. There is only today for you to act. Do it. Do it now. Act.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long fucking time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. Because if you really want motherfuckers to believe in you, go out and build something great.
When you spend your energy focusing on what other people are doing instead of executing on your own opportunities, you are setting yourself up to fucking fail time and time again. And this goes against what society is, right? Society is all about gossip. It's all about talk. It's all about who's doing what. And it's never about worrying about what you're doing. That's why you don't see successful people hanging out with people like that. Because they worry about their own shit, they worry about their own actions, and they worry about how they can get better at it. How about you take the time you spend gossiping and talking about and worrying about other motherfuckers and put that same time into developing yourself?
My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success.
You have to begin to fortify yourself. You have to begin to consciously monitor your inner conversation and start talking to yourself. Start building yourself up. Sometimes the only good things you will hear about you are the things that you say to you. Start building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I start trying to convince myself I can be a businessman after flopping and failing and losing thousands of dollars and feeling stupid and dumb and having people take advantage of me because of what I didn't know, I had to talk to myself because people were saying to me that I was dumb. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I was saying, you're right. Look at what I've done. I had to say, no, Les. Hey, come on, man. Get yourself together. You can handle this. You just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right. This is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this. Other people have done it. Doesn't take an Einstein. Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you. You've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out. Selling yourself on you and on your potentials.
I'm speaking to the people who want more, the people who want to be the fucking pinnacle, the people who want to be accomplished, the people who want to make a fucking difference. You guys are going to have to go all the fuck in.
Make a 100% commitment to give the best effort you've ever given to outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, outlast like never before.
You can't be motivated anymore. You don't need others to motivate you. You have to be self-motivated.
Eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party. Kings celebrate. You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
Your ability to go all in, and when I say all in, I mean all the fuck in. Every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flip day, where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation, why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months, please let me catch up. Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else. If I need to learn a skill set today, I'm gonna go buy the course today. I'm gonna get better at it today, not tomorrow, not this afternoon, not later on tonight, today.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's gonna run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time and off, and you think you're going to be somewhere, and you're not. And you're surrounded by people who enable this thought process, your good friends, your family, people who have accepted mediocrity as a life. Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you going to be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always got to get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No, don't believe them. Get them away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got. You should double your business. Triple it. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
Easy never pays well. So if you're thinking that it's just going to be a walk in the park, you're dead fucking wrong. You have to give it every fucking bit of effort and energy you have to pull it off. And you have to work harder than everyone else. Work while they sleep, learn while they party, save while they spend, and live like they dream.
When we're laying on our deathbed, you're not going to worry about how much money you had, how much power you had, how much prestige. You're going to see that that was all game, that that was all an illusion. The only thing that's going to matter is the impact you had on other people's lives.
We are all on a separate journey. But the beautiful thing about our life here on this earth is at my funeral, they ain't gonna talk about my success. They're gonna talk about who Nick was and how Nick lived and how Nick loved and encouraged.
Success is incredibly important, but even more important than success, it's having an impact.
From today on, you play whatever your best game is, you play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're going to score every time, but you can always give 120% effort. You can't dictate what kind of game you're going to have. You can't dictate how your body is going to respond to moving around, but you can dictate your effort.
You can't listen to your mom. You can't listen to your dad. You can't listen to your friends. You can't listen to the fucking internet. You can't stick your fucking toe in the pool and say, oh, you know, I don't know, this kind of feels weird. No, you have to dedicate every fucking breath, every fucking ounce of energy, and every fucking thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be.
If you really want to make an impact, you're going to get a lot of judgment. You're going to get a lot of hate. People are going to just diss on you. People are going to say, who do you think you are? If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
I actually appreciate my haters. My haters keep me grinding. I tell them all the time, if you want to pay attention to success, watch me. A lion never negotiates with a hyena. He ain't waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to go hang out with some hyenas.
Resources, time, money, network we don't have. When you look at the most powerful and effective people in history, were never the problem. They didn't have the resources, but they got them. How do people get resources when they don't have them? The answer is, they're resourceful. The ultimate resource is resourcefulness. That's what makes someone successful. And here's what's great about resourcefulness. Who has it within them? Who? Every human being. The question is whether you access it or not. If you're creative enough, can you find an answer to the problem? Yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the money that you don't have? Can you find it? Yes or no? If you care enough and get other people to care with you, can you get them to help you? Yes or no? If you are bold enough, if you're strong enough, if you're disciplined enough, can you get yourself to do things other people cannot find a way to do? Yes or no?
Most people don't ever make it where they want to go because they give themselves mental outs. And a lot of people who have resources, they have other choices. They could say, oh, this is fucking hard, so they quit. They could say, oh, this business doesn't make enough money, so they quit. When you don't have any other option but to succeed, your chances of success are pretty fucking good. You have to try and put yourself in positions where your back is against the wall, guys, because when your fucking back is against the wall, that's when you're gonna fucking fight.
It's one thing to be hungry. It's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success. My back is up against this motherfucker every day, and I gotta go that way. And I don't give a who is in front of me. They're not going to stop me.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. All you can do is all you can do. And all you can do is enough. But make sure you do all you can do. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life.
You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine. Beast mode. You better run, and you better run fast, because your boy E.T., I'm coming to get it.
You want to exercise your freedom on the world, but you don't want to exercise it on yourself. Oh, you shut the world down for telling you what you can't do, but you won't say nothing to you when you don't do what you're supposed to do. You're not getting up when you're supposed to get up. You procrastinate, but you let you slide. You want to hold them accountable? Hold yourself accountable, too.
You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire.
There are things you like, you have absolutely no control. You are like a slave to you.
You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
And you need to get rid of them excuses, and you need to stop pointing fingers at people, and you need to start pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do?
And the reason why we fast from time to time is not that we have to fast, but at some point, you gotta fast because you gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control? I know you don't want to wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
Because I owe it to myself, and can't nobody stop me but me.
Why? When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare, and diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much.
You have to be willing to grit it out. You have to be willing to push through discomfort. Nothing that you're about to try or do that is worthwhile is going to be comfortable for you during the process of creating. Stop with this hope, stop with this I wish, and start replacing those terms with I will fucking do no matter what.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no, tell you stop, tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined.
It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else. I have to take complete ownership. I had to look at all the things that I didn't have control over and say, I got to take control.
It's a lifestyle. Instead of hitting that f***ing snooze button in the f***ing morning and not making your bed, not cleaning your house, you don't hit the snooze button. You get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed. You don't want to clean your house, you clean your house. You don't want to study, you can study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
Make every day your masterpiece. The secret of your success is determined by what we do daily.
And here's the crazy part. All you got to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is deal with yourself, and then we're going to get to a whole other level.
Embrace the pressure. Pressure creates diamonds. Start to take the pressure that you feel from what it is you want to do and turn that into productive action. Let it be the thing that makes you get where you want to go when everybody else is just taking it easy.
No more playing after today. I need you to take control over every single area, and we're going to do it one day at a time, and you're going to get control.
I don't have that natural beauty or that natural talent or this gift for creativity or intellect or humor. I don't have any of those things. But what I got is I will outwork you. When it's 45 on the treadmill, I do 46. When it's supposed to be 20 phone calls, I make 21.
You've got to understand, it's not about what you were born with. It's not about what you were given, where you started, or even where you're going. It is entirely about what you plant at the center of your soul, how hard you're willing to go after something, how much focus you're willing to put in your life, and how often you come back to that level of intensity for who you want to be.
You have to make a decision that nobody in your
position will outwork you.
Some people run faster, swim better, but mentality is mentality. You're not going to outwork me, so I'm going to catch up somewhere.
If you are not that talented, you can beat them with time. You can get to the spot before they get to the spot. Get your butt up and get there.
You got to kill. What's going to separate you from everybody else?
I do things that separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have, the grind that I have when I do what I do. I got a different motor. I got a different grind.
I'm always going to give it my 110%. That's the only thing I can ever say a solid day's work. If you guys do not do that, I promise you, your life will haunt you for the rest of your days.
Your dream come on, you push. And I'm not getting no cookies and ice cream. Push. It's alive. It's inside. How do you know you feel it? You dream about it. You eat and sleep it every day. So push. Just push past the plate. Push. Don't quit. Push. And you push your way to success.
You have a chance to control your destiny. All of us are created equal. Some of us just work harder. Some of us just grind. Some of us don't make excuses. Some of us don't give up and give in. What we do with the pressure is we say, I gotta take it, and I gotta take it to another level. You get a breakthrough when you fight. That's the hardest part, because the breakthrough, that last 10%, is all mental toughness.
It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. It's within you. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it, and they're willing to work their mean ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it was about being the hardest working worker in the room.
People give themselves an excuse all the time when they say he's built different. Well, if you mean he gets up earlier, he stays later. He does stuff for others. He asks questions. He's humble. He works really hard when no one's around. Then yeah, he's built different. You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there. I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label, because people feel bad about themselves.
You're setting the example every single day of your life.
You don't want to go run? You go run. You don't want to go swim? You go swim. You don't want to study? You fucking study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
When something sucks, good. It's going to make me tougher. It's going to give me a good story to tell. So bring it.
Learn to bring that savage mentality out of yourself. The animalistic motherfucker. You think a savage gives a fuck about how he feels or how she feels? They just do it. Stop looking for a feeling to control what goes on in your life. Greatness is not something that you meet once. It's something that you meet thousands of fucking times in your life. And you don't reach it if you're not constantly in constant fucking pursuit of greatness.
Some of you are not successful because you think effort is success. You think because you put in 40 hours that you're supposed to get some because you put in 40. It don't work like that in the school of hard knocks. They don't care how many hours you put. They just want to see the execution. So you feeling in your spirit like, yo, but I did just as much as he did. I studied just as much as he studied. It doesn't matter. You just got to execute.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
A true dog mentality is not a nothing made to the NFL. Be the f***ing MVP. It's not enough you ran a 5K. Win a 10K. It's not enough you became a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not enough you lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it.
And you got to get to the point where no other human wants it for you more than you want it for you.
Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing.
Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going, and only where you're going, to be your best self.
You're
going to
do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what they won't do. You're going to be smart, and you are going to win.
You're after the peace and the happiness and the pride that comes with knowing exactly what the fuck you're made of.
A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
When nobody knows what you're doing, when you're putting in those extra reps, it's the process that makes you sweet. I'm telling you that you gotta be possessed with the vision.
I don't care if I win. I just want to keep coming after you.
You're going to knock down whatever that rock is that's been between you and your dream. You're going to keep after. You're going to be relentless. You're not going to give in. You're going to be the person who stays excited until the entire job gets done, until that dream is real. And you know, long term, all these other people, they're going to flinch, they're going to get weak, and you won't.
Sometimes life will take you to your knees. Sometimes you have to cry.
Sometimes will hurt deep inside. In time of adversity, you don't have an obstacle to deal with. You have a choice to make.
You can suffer, or you can choose to do whatever you need to do to liberate yourself, whatever you need to do to reinvent yourself, whatever you need to do to overcome whatever you are stuck in right now. It does not have to be your residency.
You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. You keep standing, no matter what.
You got to be bold in life, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're not bold, if you're not standing up inside yourself, if you're not willing to call into being the highest and the strongest that's within you when you're facing life's challenges, life will trample you. But see, when you discover the truth of this goodness, this power that you have within you, that truth will set you free from ever being a victim in life. That truth will enable you to handle things with a level of equanimity that will surprise you. Getting unstuck means that you are going to start living life on your terms rather than just gliding through every day on automatic. That you have a special power within. That you know that things are going to get better for you. You know that you can handle this. And because you want some different kind of results in your life, you've got to decide that I'm going to go all out.
We decide which moments define us. Will it be the moment we get knocked down, or will it be the moment when we get back up? This is when we show the world what we're made of.
Listen to me. You can't give up. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But if life's got you down, I need you to get up and prove them wrong.
People who operate in darkness, they are relentless. They never stop. And we have to make it our full-time job to fight back. You got to put your foot down. You got to get an attitude. You got to get fired up.
Go look yourself in the mirror, and I want you to vow to be amazing. I want you to vow that no more excuses. From this day forward, I'm not just going to be getting pumped up. I'm not just going to be fired up. I'm about to start applying.
Make a commitment to yourself today. Vow to yourself today that you will make whatever sacrifice, that you will pay whatever it takes, that you will do whatever you have to do to be amazing.
And don't be disturbed because no one else can see it. That's not unusual. You've got to learn how to tune off the critics outside and the critic inside.
You need to change on how you look at those people, what they say to you. You got to start arming your mind. Start preparing yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence. Build self-esteem. So if people talk to you, it doesn't fucking matter.
That's great power in adversity. If you're a victim of any kind, make sure you use that to become successful.
It's about going that extra step when you fucking can. That's what builds self-respect, self-esteem, self-discipline, all those things.
Learn to not let life hijack your brain. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Everybody has a defining moment. Whatever your defining moment is, own it and say to yourself, after today, I will do whatever it takes to become everything I can become.
Raise the bar on yourself. Challenge yourself. Expect things to be great for you because you're going to show up differently. Fight like a warrior.
Life is going to beat you upside your head. Life will strip you to the core.
You will cry. It's okay. It's a part of the deal.
The real challenge of growth comes when you get knocked down.
If somebody came and knocked you down, there ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I come back a week later and you're still on the ground, we got a problem. And some of you, you say, it ain't my fault. You right. The way you were born, what happened to you is not your fault. But doggone it, you still on the ground after 20 years? If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. You're going to have to be your own hero. So you can stop waiting for it, you can stop wishing for it, and you can get on with the rest of your life. I love myself enough not to be trapped in the same doggone spot for the rest of my life.
I'm not stupid. I see what's going on, but I don't want to focus on that because if I put my energy into something negative, automatically my body's going to respond and I'm going to start doing negative stuff. That's the way the body is designed. You talk negative and your body does negative. You talk negative, you get diseases. You talk negative, mentally certain things happen. I'm not stupid. I know how to talk negative, but I've come to realize that when you think optimistically and you speak positively, you can speak those things which are not as though they were. You can say certain things out your mouth and make it happen. At the end of pain is your millions. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it.
You gotta look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark. I will break you. You recycle your pain. You use your pain.
Pain is temporary. Pain is your friend. Pain is going to take you to the next level. No pain, no gain. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success. Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form. You can decide the product that comes from your pain. I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond. But if you weep, you will be broke. And I'm not here because I'm the best. I'm here because they tried to break me and they couldn't. I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back. Average people live off talent. Phenomenal people live off efforts.
Life don't whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you waking up, you still in the game. As long as you alive, you can still make it happen. As long as that breath in your nostrils, you still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices, and they wake up another, make another bad choice, they make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices, right? And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The problem is that most people, they like, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. They don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. You just too slow. It just takes you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average because to be great, you got to keep up. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and act whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You gotta begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. You gotta go to bed with it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You gotta read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, gotta pour into that dream. I didn't get to where I am, but I didn't get here being lazy. I didn't get here binge watching TV. I didn't get here taking days off. I personally know what it takes. One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You gotta kill. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 100%. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste. And your grind has to match your dream. You can't play as much as you used to play. You can't go where you used to go. You can't do what you used to do. Now you gotta pick your grind up. And I need you to wake up every single day. And I need you to use your 24 hours like you've never used it before.
There's some thing, some force that's got a hold of them, and it's holding them down. And they can't break free. No matter what they do, they can't break free from that force. Well, I'm here to tell you that that thing in your nightmare, that thing that's holding you back, that thing that's dragging you down, that thing is you.
There are two fundamental attitudes toward life and its sorrows. Those with the first attitude blame the world. Those with the second ask what they could do differently. It's much easier and much more gratifying to your basest desires to blame someone else for your misery.
You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. And that's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you, no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts. No, we're working out now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
Every day, I demand more from myself than anybody else could humanly expect. I'm not competing with somebody else. I'm competing with what I'm capable of. My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. You walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day to become a victor and not a victim. Why? Because I owe it to myself. Can't nobody stop me but me.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.